253. That's the SACL toll-free call-in line here on Free Talk Live. This is our live Saturday night edition. It's Mark with you.
And Stephanie.
You are listening, that's right, to a live radio program here on a Saturday night. I know, Saturday's covered with the open lines current event shows being recorded, not Free Talk Live. And on Free Talk Live, we don't normally, when we, you know, bring up show prep, of course, you can call in at 855-450-3733, talk about what you want to talk about, but we usually bring up show prep. And so the news of the day isn't the way we normally do things. We try not to talk about the same things that the other guys are talking about. And in some ways, this story is like what we do. In some ways, it's not.
What we usually do is issues-oriented talk, right?
Right.
So we use current events to lead into discussions about issues.
And we normally, you know, do commentary. So we'll talk about a story that's out there, and we'll do commentary. We don't break news.
Yep.
And really, frankly, most talk radio shows don't break news. they're commentary shows. That's what we do. But there is a show, an event going on that is sweeping New York City, and frankly, it's all across the United States, is the Occupy Wall Street. And there's little Occupy events all across America. And what's been going on for the last 2 weeks, and frankly, it's not getting much media play, and only recently, last week, has it gotten any, frankly, major media play.
You said you yourself didn't believe it until today, Mark, when you saw some additional reporting on it.
Today something different has happened. Mm-hmm. Up until now, there appears to have been a band of a few hundred people to several hundred, doing sort of impromptu marches around New York City, especially the Wall Street area, disrupting some traffic, holding signs, doing just different stuff, and some of which, you know, a lot of which I support and some of which I don't. I do not support, standing out in the middle of the road. But, and blocking pedestrian traffic, these are tough things. But what happened today is these folks' ranks swelled. Swelled by thousands, maybe tens of thousands of people. The overhead views were impressive,
wow.
I understand. I've been watching the live stream over at Global Revolution, livestream.com/Global Revolution, and there are a lot of people. And as I understand, some of the major unions across the country have voted unanimously to back these
wow.
protesters.
Yeah.
And what's occurring right now is an honest-to-God populist revolution appears to be beginning in New York City. If this thing can take hold in New York City, and I don't know whether I'm voting for this to happen or not, but I think it's very interesting.
Well, you can't really vote for it. I mean, it's just
right.
you can give it your moral support.
Root.
Yeah, yeah.
for it. And that's kind of what I mean by voting, rooting for it. If this takes hold in New York, it probably will take hold elsewhere. And what they were trying to do was sort of imitate the Tahrir Square kind of thing in Egypt.
I heard many people say that who were there.
And they appear to have pulled that off and more quickly. Just at this point, there have been protests and sort of revolts. I don't like that term because a revolt sounds so very violent, and this is not a violent situation.
Well, except on the part of the police. I've heard that the protesters have been so peaceful, and all the violence has been on the part of the NYPD.
So there's some tough aspects to this that, when folks get out in the middle of the road, it seems, what are the cops going to do?
Well, they may be getting out in the middle, but just to play devil's advocate here, Mark, it may not be something I would do myself to stand in the middle of the road and block traffic, but do those people deserve to have that violence enacted on them because they're standing in the road?
And do I think they deserve to have? They need to be removed. And if they can't, if they're not going to be, if there's a bunch of them, how's one guy going to remove them? And I wonder if somebody's standing out in the middle of the road and appears to be a recalcitrant road stander, do you arrest them as a police officer? And I think that's a reasonable part of their job. I think that they should do it as gently as possible. But if the protesters are going to say, sit down and not cooperate, what do you do as one guy? I mean, you're probably going to have to drag them. And
well, but as I understand, they've been doing a lot more than dragging them. I mean, actually, I saw a video where police were corralling groups of protesters and just macing all of them at the same time. And there's been baton hits and all kinds of other things like
this
that.
This is sort of the deterrent aspect, and I don't think that that is a role for a police officer as a deterrent.
I think they don't know how to handle this. I mean, they're clearly not in control of the situation.
If this is a revolution, they work for the other side.
Right.
And if our revolution is going to be, we're going to stand in the road and then mace is going to be used on the other side, hallelujah, there aren't any bullets flying. So I can kind of get it from that aspect. I'm never going to stand here and support standing in the middle of the road, because people, you know, roads are built for cars to go on, not for people to stand in the middle of. But
well, and a lot of the people who are on the roads aren't responsible for perpetrating the things that the protesters are protesting, right?
The people driving in the cars, that much is true.
Mm-hmm.
What seems to be interesting here is it looks like, I can't really tell entirely. I don't know that much about the Brooklyn Bridge, but the protesters took the Brooklyn Bridge.
That was a big thing that happened today.
Yeah, there may be a walking side of the Brooklyn Bridge that seemed to be rather large. It looked like there was a broken line, but there were so many people, I don't know, but it looked like there was a broken line in the middle of it, which says to me that's a driving side.
Yeah.
But so maybe the protesters occupied one of the driving sides of the Brooklyn Bridge, because I definitely saw the other side of the bridge had cars going by, zipping past. So some traffic is going on the Brooklyn Bridge. But what appears to have happened, the cops then hemmed them in on either side. You know, there's a strategically valuable thing like a bridge. The cops hem them in on either side, and then they go and begin doing mass arrests, bringing in buses and taking people away and things like that. Among these people appear to be journalists. Now, I'm of the opinion anybody with a blog is a journalist.
Yep,
as far as I'm concerned, if you've got a video camera, whether it's on your cell phone or whatever it is, and you've got a Facebook page, you are a journalist. And as far as I'm concerned, you're protected by the First Amendment.
Mm-hmm.
I think that people understand in their minds that there's kind of the big journalists and the little journalists, though. I mean, some people would say the little journalists don't count. But, in one case, they arrested a New York Times reporter.
Yep.
I mean, I don't know that the reporter's out there protesting. I would suspect not. Reporters aren't supposed to do that.
Right, but nowadays it's an occupational hazard if you're a journalist getting arrested.
And
that is.
So if... Pardon me if I assume that the cops have been heavy-handed with journalists, because, in fact, that's what seems to be happening all over the country. Go, Google photography is not a crime, and you will find out that cops think that photography is a crime.
Yes, and they try to suppress footage, which is actually tampering with evidence.
So, I mean, you know, who's the criminal here? The folks that are taking to the streets demanding change of some sort, or the people that do not want to be videotaped doing their jobs? Their jobs as public servants working for public dollars in public property. Now, you know, I understand they've got to do their job. I get arresting people who are standing in the middle of the road. I get it. I'm not going to take sides in that particular issue. I am going to take sides when you're sweeping up journalists and you're attempting to quash any kind of reporting and, you're going after people with cameras, that kind of thing. That's a real problem for me, because if America doesn't know what's going on, and frankly, I saw 17,000 viewers on the live stream, and the live stream doesn't even provide you with much.
Yep,
I mean, it just flashes of people and that kind of thing. So, I mean, I don't know how many people are following this. They're picking up the tidbits that there are to follow this story, but this story could be the biggest story of our lifetimes. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. It certainly seems like it's taking off, it's snowballing and getting bigger and bigger.
And what it makes me think of is this particular this poll that I read today, which is, do you think the federal government poses an immediate threat to the rights and freedoms of ordinary citizens or not? 49%, a historic high, 49% of Americans believe that the federal government poses an immediate threat to rights and freedoms of ordinary citizens.
Wow.
If you disagree, if you're in the 50%, because there's 1% that's, I don't know, if you're in the 50% and you do not believe that the government poses an immediate threat to rights and freedoms, who does? Who poses an immediate threat? Because to me, governments generally are the ones that stand in the way of freedom. Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE.
The Ruger LC9. Compact, powerful, and perfect for personal protection. The LC9 is only slightly larger than the popular Ruger LCP. Features a checkered grip frame to provide a secure and comfortable grip, and includes a finger grip extension floor plate. The LC9 also has a dovetailed high-visibility 3-dot sight system, blued alloy steel barrel, manual safety, and loaded chamber indicator. The LC9. Another innovative American-made product from Ruger. Learn more about the Ruger LC9 at Ruger.com/LC9.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Hi, everybody. Jason Lewis here. Once again, for my friends at Midas Resources, these are hard times for investors. You don't know which way to go. Is the market going to recover? Is the Washington spending machine going to continue? And that means a lot of debt and maybe printing money to cover the debt. They call it monetizing the debt, but that's a fancy way of saying inflation. And a lot of people are worried about that. So you need the ultimate inflation hedge, and that's gold. Now, let me be clear about this. Commodities fluctuate in price. They can go up and down. Very volatile. There's no guarantee. But if you want the ultimate inflation hedge, you need to talk to my friends at Midas Resources. The number, 1-800-686-2237. If you're interested in converting your IRA to gold or would like to have it in your possession, call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237. It's Midas Resources, 1-800-686-2237 for gold, and tell them Jason sent you.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop! Stop buying metal lids and get Tatler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA approved food grade plastic, Tatler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single use throwaways that contain BPA, but Tatler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning and contain no BPA. Tatler lids are dishwasher safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tatler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
Still ready to save? Then you're ready for the fall super sale at HerbalHealer.com. HerbalHealer.com has been the leader in quality natural supplements since 1988. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of incredible fall savings on all sale products running through October 18th. HerbalHealer.com is proud to offer eFoods Global products, premium storable foods that are delicious, contain no MSG, no trans fats, no GMO, and have a 25-year shelf life. All you do is just add water. To learn more, click the eFoods link on HerbalHealer.com, and you can try eFoods storable meals for free. And don't forget to click the specials link for even more savings at HerbalHealer.com. Be sure to sign up for our free newsletter. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time. Hurry, sale ends October 18th.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
The SACL toll-free call-in line, 855-450-3733. You can call in and comment on what we're talking about or anything. That's what Free Talk Live's about. It is an open lines show where you can call in and talk about whatever it is that you wish to talk about. We also have a website where you can link to and post whatever you want to link to and post. It's freetalklive.com. We have, you know, it's an interactive website where you can look at other things people have posted. You can vote them up, vote them down. The most popular ones are at the top. It's freetalklive.com. We also have many different ways of listening to Free Talk Live. Not only are we on 100 great radio stations across the country, we've got live streams on the Internet. If you go outside of the purview of the radio stations at freetalklive.com, we also have satellite listening options, free-to-air, XM, webcam at cam.freetalklive.com, where you can see what we're doing in the studio, and listen lines. You can actually listen to us on the telephone. It's listen.freetalklive.com to get all the information. So, this event that's going on in New York City is, you know, there appear to be thousands of people that have taken to the streets. They are demanding change of some sort or another. There seem to be different types of folks demanding different types of change. Stephanie, have you heard any different sort of demands for change from these folks?
Yeah, I've heard everything from liberty-oriented messages like, and the wars and police brutality and the Fed, that kind of thing, to things like that are kind of more left-leaning, like, you know, greedy capitalism and bankers and things like that. And, you know, I think there is a common thread running through it, and it's like, well, why do big banks get bailouts and people, ordinary people, are pretty much taxed very heavily and have a hard time making it? And I sympathize with that.
It seems to be a mix of sort of libertarian and leftist philosophies out there between folks that are, you know, sort of activists and folks that appear to be just nuts. You know,
defines someone who seems to be nuts?
Well, I don't know. I know him when I see him. You know,
you know him when you see him. It's like porn, right? The Supreme Court judge.
I don't know if it was the Supreme Court. I think it was an appellate court judge that had that great quote.
Oh,
porn is, I know porn when I see it, or something like that. And, you know, there appears to be something really going on. There's a lot of people doing a lot of marching and demanding of change. And I think most Americans would want some kind of change or another. Certainly most Americans won't take to the streets, but there appears to be a lot of support for these folks. Some major unions have voted to unanimously to support the activists in New York and the Occupy Wall Street.
And unions historically very left leaning.
They tend to be sort of the worker populist kind of folks.
Brand of left, yeah, liberalism, yeah.
And at the same time, you've got different libertarian organizations backing these folks, and there are different ones going on across America. And this is the first day that this has really, it seems to me, kicked off. Previously, it's been hundreds. Now it's appeared to be thousands.
Well, actually, I have heard, actually, last weekend when I was hosting Free Talk Live, we had someone call in from the front lines who was actually there at the protest, and she said that the first day it took place 2 weeks ago today, there were approximately 2,000 people there, but the media was reporting it was only a few hundred. And so I think they do kind of skew the numbers when the mainstream media reports on these things. But there's no denying with the live streaming video footage today that there were several thousand people there, right?
I've heard that even there's a couple of, you know, obviously there's going to be people in the military that support this. And some Marines in dress uniforms were supposed to be going out there to support a couple of dozen or something like that was the impression that I got.
Yep.
But it's very, very interesting.
I would think that if military people came out in their uniforms, some might have trouble distinguishing them from the cops because the cops in this country are becoming way more militarized as time goes on.
If you're in your dress blues, though, that's
different. You're right. You're right.
It's going to be an entirely different. And especially the Marines uniform is just so much different than a police uniform. Well, I guess the hat looks somewhat similar. And maybe if somebody's uninitiated, they might not know the difference. But I find this, you know, in some ways frightening, in some ways heartening. It seems like historically revolutions are messy things. And, you know, one can use the term revolution, one can use the term evolution. I'm not sure. You can pick your favorite. I do believe that the human race is evolving. that we're getting less and less violent towards each other.
I hope that's the case. Yeah.
I think it's clear and obvious that the government is a is an organization of monopolized violence. I've even got a Barack Obama quote of him saying exactly that.
Yep.
It's
a monopoly on force.
It's a monopoly
on
force.
I've heard that many times.
That's exactly what it is. I mean, that's what the government claims for itself, is a monopoly on force. They may allow licensing of that force out to other organizations, but that's what a government is.
And furthermore, you cannot choose to opt out, right? If you don't agree with some of the things that they're doing and you would like to not pay for them in the form of taxes, that's not an option.
I mean, and one thing I was thinking of today is, I'm reading a book, it's called Conceived in Liberty, mm-hmm. and it's by Murray Rothbard, and it talks about sort of the history of the United States, written from a perspective of interest in liberty.
Mm-hmm.
A few hundred years ago, it was completely and entirely acceptable to beat your employees or your servants or your children or your wife. Whomever you wanted to, you could just pick up a stick and beat them. The reason I was thinking about this is because my son was having a bad day. He was, crying. Well, not a bad day, a bad moment, I guess. He was crying, and I didn't know what to do. He's 3.5 years old. And I didn't know what to do to stop him. And what flashed through my mind was this story about how this mistress, this woman who, the mistress of the house decided to beat one of the slaves' crying babies because it was crying. As if this would work.
Yeah. Right? Yeah.
Like, what a terrible idea for dealing with a crying baby is to beat a crying baby, as if it's going to stop it. This is an infant. This isn't a 3-year-old child. I've never seen anything tougher than a 3-year-old boy. He's just seems to be able to handle all kinds, runs his head into things and just doesn't care. An infant, the idea of beating it and that being effective.
Well, if you were crying and you were upset, would you like to be beaten? I don't think that would be too effective. No,
when I cry, I don't cry loudly, if I cry at all. So, anyway, the Free Talk Live is a show about your calls. Let's go to Francisco calling from Colorado. Francisco, can you hear me now?
I can. Can you hear me?
Yes. What's on your mind?
Alrighty. Well, I just wanted to bring up a discussion that I had in class. I'm going to college. I'm a college student. And we actually just got into a discussion regarding the drug war.
The drug war? Is that what you said?
Yeah, the drug war.
Okay.
Yeah, sorry if you guys can't hear me well. But that actually led to a discussion with a couple of my classmates that left me a little bit shocked, because I didn't think people really thought this way. But
shocking revelations from college students. Francisco, hold the line. You can call in about whatever you want. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL toll-free call-in line here on Free Talk Live. 855-450-3733.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. Why Ali-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ali-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ali-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ali-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ali-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ali-C today.
Jason Lewis here. We talk daily about all the crazy stuff happening around the world. Concerns with the economy, job loss, and natural disasters, just to name a few. Let me ask you, what are you doing to be prepared? How will you provide for your family in an emergency? Well, for my preparation, I recommend WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious, ready-made, freeze-dry meals that carry a 25-year shelf life, and you prepare them in minutes by simply adding water. Wise Food Storage entrees are packaged in individual metal Mylar pouches, then stored in convenient grab-and-go plastic containers for freshness and easy transport. Go to wisefoodstorage.com today to request a free entree sample. And for a limited time, enter the promo code Lewis to get free shipping on any order. Call 855-FOOD-WISE. That's 855-366-3947. Or visit WISEFoodStorage.com. WISEFoodStorage.com. Gourmet emergency food at the best price.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Why is it so many people suffer from so many illnesses today? Why don't doctors know how to help you? Could it be that our doctors don't know how because there's a nutrition solution and they only know about drugs? Over 68 diseases are connected to a deficiency of glutathione. The missing ingredient to increasing your body's production of glutathione is cysteine. Raising your glutathione production protects you from cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. Nature's richest source of cysteine is unheated whey. Heating can damage much of the cysteine. One World Whey is the first undamaged whey protein on the market. Using One World Whey may support optimal glutathione production unlike any other food or supplement you've ever taken. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
That is the toll-free line you must call if you wish to be on the air here on Free Talk Live, our live Saturday edition with Mark
and Stephanie.
855-450-3733. That is brought to you by SACL CAI. And are you a cigarette smoker? I was too for many years. And you know, they're not good for your health. In fact, they could kill you. There's a healthier option, a lot healthier, 22,000 times healthier by one metric. It's the e-cigarette, specifically the one made by Vaporsmiths, because it's really well made as opposed to one of those chintzy ones that you might get elsewhere. It's Vaporsmiths.com. You'll begin saving money immediately. The average smoker will save about $120 a month. Obviously, there's all the other problems with smoking, smelling bad, secondhand smoke, all that stuff. And you can get a free starter kit. You can get one of the best-made e-cigarettes on the market today for free by just buying 40 cartomizers, those little things that contain the nicotine, at Vaporsmiths.com. You'll get free shipping because the order's over $60. All orders over $60 get free shipping. And all you have to do is go to Vaporsmiths.com or call 855-2-GET-VAPOR. You can get the same deal, the same free starter kit and free shipping by calling 855-2-GET-VAPOR, and it's Vaporsmiths.com. Let's go back to Francisco in Colorado. Shocking revelations from a college class.
Alrighty. Hey, guys.
What's going on?
I was just mentioning that I was in a class, and we were having a discussion that was started by bringing up the drug war. And during that discussion, I had brought up some of the terrible mistakes that have been made during the drug war, which caused people, completely innocent people, who don't even smoke any kind of drugs, marijuana, or take any kind of drugs, that's cost the lives of these people.
Yeah, it's so often that the police will get the wrong address on warrants when they do raids, and people think it's a home invader. They don't know.
Just the very fact that there is a war on drugs, even if the cops were 100% perfect, it drives up the price of something. If you drive up the price of something addictive, people will do amazing things to get it.
Mm-hmm.
You don't see anybody breaking into houses to get cigarettes. You do, however, see people breaking into houses to get money to steal things and hurt people in order to get crack or meth or whatever it is they do. So every day your family is put in the crosshairs of desperate people because of the war on drugs. Go on, Francisco.
Absolutely. And Stephanie, that's actually something I brought up. I brought up an example that I believe Free Talk Live discussed a few, maybe years back, where a SWAT raid had failed to announce that they were police, broke into a home, and an older lady decided to defend herself, and, she was shot to death.
Yep.
She was shot.
Was this Catherine Johnston in Alabama as far as...
I thought it was Georgia.
Okay, somewhere, around there.
Yeah, I believe so.
She was 97 years old, wasn't she?
She was a rather old woman.
Yeah.
Exactly. And, I was just making the point that, the drug war causes these sort of things. It also, makes it more difficult to people who are peaceful, who just want to, enjoy their lives or, just get high after work to enjoy their, their time whenever they have it, doing whatever they please.
So were people callous to this?
Well, no, actually, there was, that's what I was happy about. One of the things was that, a lot of my classmates agreed with me. We should completely end the drug war, not just on marijuana, but on all drugs. I was really happy about that.
Wow.
But one of my classmates actually shocked me with what he brought up. He made the comparison that the police killing innocent people is the same as big companies who hire other companies to produce goods in factories where people have died.
This is the same as companies who hire other companies to produce goods in factories where people have died. Okay?
Exactly. Like an example he used where Apple hired a company called Foxconn to make goods in their factories, and some of the people there, were committing suicide. They felt that perhaps work conditions weren't good enough, and, they didn't see another escape other than commit suicide. And he mentioned that companies doing this sort of thing, or even striking business deals where they buy one certain product over another, is the same as police killing innocent people.
Well, I'd say that, people have the option of opting out of working for a company in most cases. I know there are cases where companies, have in foreign countries will essentially use people as slave or labor. They can't leave and that kind of thing.
And they have very few options aside from working from that company. Well, maybe they're subsistence farmers.
Whatever someone's option is their problem, not my problem. But,
we don't want to sound uncompassionate. I certainly sympathize with them, but
if they have the right to leave, then you're talking about an entirely different situation from cops breaking into people's houses and killing them. There is no option there. Now, I may or may not consider it to be an unacceptable business practice, and I may choose not to buy those things. For instance, recently, a few years ago, a decade or so, they started the dolphin-free tuna fish.
Yes.
This wasn't mandated by anybody. This was just demand from the marketplace.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know anybody who's going to, say that they want dolphins to die for them to get a, 59-cent can of tuna fish or whatever tuna fish costs. It probably costs a buck. You can tell I don't pay attention when we go to the grocery store. And so this was something that the marketplace came up with on its own. Now, I think there may be some government regulations involved now, but the government got in front of that parade. They did not create it.
Exactly. The same with the trans fats, people were demanding trans fat free foods when evidence came out that trans fats were supposed to be bad for your heart.
The government was still telling you that margarine was better than butter at that point.
Yeah.
Francisco, thank you for sharing that story. You can give us a call at 855-450-3733. Let's go to Bob in New York. Bob?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay.
Okay. Am I clear?
You're clear, yes.
Okay.
What's on your mind?
As I told your screener, I want to talk about the government running a dating service, which would enable us...
Terrible idea.
A very good idea, because that's the role of the government, to be be the specific place where people can get knowledge and not be in chaos.
At what point has government ever been a place where people have gotten knowledge?
I told you that about a year ago, the first two governments of the nation of Israel were ran a dating service.
Okay, so you found one historical example of a dating service?
I want to ask Bob a question, Bob. I thought you were being facetious when you called in and said that you supported a government dating service, but what do you think is wrong with the dating services that currently exist that are not part of any government?
I'll tell you what's wrong is that 2 out of 3 girls and 2 out of 3 boys lose their virginity to someone they will never marry and never want to marry. That's what's wrong with it. It's expensive and it's...
You have a problem with premarital sex? Don't you think that that might happen outside of, in the absence? Didn't you think that was happening before the internet existed and there were dating sites out there?
How do you have premarital sex when you have no way to choose who you want to have sex with? That's not premarital. That's not good sex at all. That's being...
Well, how would you choose if the government's telling you you're going to date, then how are you choosing? If it's a government dating service, then essentially they'll be handing down who your matches
are. No, they wouldn't.
Oh, I see. You're going to set up a government program that is going to get implemented it'll be the first government program ever that gets implemented in the way that the person who wanted it implemented actually wanted it to happen.
Let me explain how it'll work. There'll be a large computer.
Come on, Bob. There are plenty of dating services out there. Why do you need...
They don't work. They work fine.
There are all kinds of happy people.
They cost $600 a year.
If you think they're expensive now, wait until the government runs them, Bob. My God. There's no organization that has ever spent more on anything.
Let me talk, will you? It'll cost $20 per person for your entire lifetime if the government runs it. And
How often would you pay this $20?
For your lifetime.
Once in your entire lifetime.
I want to ask Bob another question. Hold on. Bob, have you been frustrated because you're having trouble meeting someone to date? Is that what this is about?
Yes, I have, and so have many of my friends.
Mm-hmm. So how do you think that there might be a way to solve that problem without using the government? Because I think I don't really want to be forced to pay for a dating service that the government provides, because I don't think that's something I would use.
Why would you want a private enterprise running things when there could be Muslims running them? You don't know who the hell these people are who are running dating.
I don't have any problem with Muslims, Bob.
Muslims that live happy married lives. Thanks for the call. 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live. Let's see. It's Free Talk Live. Really.
A congressman recently revealed that legislation totaling 2,900 pages and involving more than $1 trillion was available to members of Congress for less than 48 hours to study and consider. That's over 60 pages of legislation per hour. Do you think anyone read the entire bill? I'm Jim Babkin with DownsizeDC.org. Consider a proposal buried in a 3,200-page, $388 billion bill, which would have empowered committee chairmen or their agents to examine Americans' tax returns. When this horrible provision came to light, no one claimed to know how it got into the bill. One congressman questioned said, "I didn't write it. I didn't approve it. I wasn't even consulted." If your attorney represented you this way, he might be disbarred. But this is how Congress represents you every day. That's why DownsizeDC.org has created the Read the Bills Act. You can force Congress to read their bills before they pass them at DownsizeDC.org.
You know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
OpticsPlanet.com is where discerning gun owners and outdoorsmen go to gear up. OpticsPlanet has the best selection of rifle scopes, red dots, night vision, holsters, bags, and tactical gear on the planet. With always low prices, free shipping on most orders, and expert customer service. Go to OpticsPlanet.com/GCN to get a free gift with purchase. That's OpticsPlanet.com/GCN. Or call 800-332-OPTICS. 800-332-6784.
We want to know, how do you use WebEx?
I use WebEx anytime I need to meet with clients. With the new WebEx high-quality video, it's like meeting face-to-face.
Connect online and share what's on your computer screen with others. Anytime, anywhere. On their desktop, on their laptop, or mobile device. How do you use WebEx? Go to WebEx.com right now and try WebEx free. WebEx from Cisco. WEBEX.com.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for quick action. Listen to what the revolutionary MDS Forte can do for you. MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte at BestBloodSupport.com or call 213-405-5355. Call 213-405-5355 or go to BestBloodSupport.com. That's BestBloodSupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-453. That's the SACL toll-free call-in line here on the live Saturday night edition of Free Talk Live with Mark.
And Stephanie.
If you have a company that needs to try something new in the area of accounts receivable, SACL can handle it for you. They'll do it in a way that, well, frankly, many collections companies don't do. They treat your customers with respect. You can find SACL CAI by going to freetalklive.com. Checking out their banners, the top one on the right-hand side of the page. They're big supporters of Free Talk Live, have been for a very long time, and we do appreciate them. Jason Osborne, the principal over there. It's SACL CAI. Let's go to our normal first chair host, Ian Freeman, who is currently residing in the Cheshire County Jail.
But not for much longer.
Well, hopefully. He has,
hopefully not.
He has been detained or sentenced for
his standing. His freedom was stolen.
Yeah, his freedom, whatever, for standing in front of a police car that was taking a young woman to jail whom he felt was being taken unjustly. And we are on day 53 of the Ian Freeman incarceration count-up.
Yeah, good evening. I've called to verbally chastise you on the air for hanging up on, was it Bob that had called about the government dating service?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you didn't hang up on him, but you ended the call, and I felt like he didn't have a chance to explain himself. You jumped all over him, Mark, and you have a tendency to do that sometimes. And I thought Stephanie had some really good questions, and he wanted to explain his plan, and we didn't get a chance to hear what it was. So I'd like to have you waive the one call per night rule for Bob in case he feels like calling back in, and give him a chance to explain what his plan is. I'm very interested to hear how he thinks the government could run a better dating service than the plethora of dating services that can be found online. And he mentioned that they cost $600 a year. I don't know what services he's looking at.
Some are free. Some cost that much. Some are free.
Many are
right.
free.
Some of them are completely free, and they're good. Like OkCupid.com is a very professional-looking site that is completely free. So
yeah, and it has this matching algorithm that, it's a pretty complex one.
Provided by the government. Maybe the guy's right. Maybe this one example of an
Is that true, Mark? It was OkCupid's matching algorithm had something to do with DARPA?
I believe that's correct. You can
I've never
look
heard
it up on
before.
The interwebs. The yeah, this one guy's example of some Iron Age government that did you know, some kind of forced marriage program for its citizens is probably the just the greatest idea in the world.
So I don't know. I mean, clearly he's frustrated, as Stephanie had pegged, frustrated with, you know, perhaps a level of non-success with meeting people through the existing services. But that may have less to do with the services and you know, how they're organized, and more to do with Bob and his ability to communicate with, you know, members of the opposite or same sex. I'm not sure what his preference is.
Well, but, I think he expressed a couple of things where, you know, if I were giving him pointers on maybe how to attract a mate, I would suggest, you know, racism is probably not a good way to do it, right?
Perhaps an authoritarian demeanor where one decides that, you know, maybe the government should be in another area of life just indicates to me the idea that, you know, he knows best and, you know, who wants to hang out with the know-it-alls?
Well, I find it much more attractive when mates are into freedom.
Did he allude to racism? I might have missed that part.
Well, what he said was that
Muslims could be running the dating services.
Oh, gotcha.
Yep.
That's certainly bigoted. I'm not sure if that's a racist statement.
Okay, I'm not sure the difference between those two things.
Yeah, well, there's some collectivism going on there for sure. But
definitely.
He also said something else. What did he say? I can't remember it now, but, you know, he had another interesting statement that I wanted to follow up on. Oh, yeah, premarital sex. He had some problem with people having sex before marriage.
Right,
yeah,
I mean, he was all over the map.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's one of the questions I wanted to find out more about was, like, why it is that Match.com or OkCupid or, you know, one of these online services would be contributing to premarital sex, but the government service that he envisions wouldn't.
Yeah,
these people could just use this service any way they want. The government would just after 3 dates, you're shut down. You got 3 dates and
to decide if you want to get married.
You better pick your marriage partner.
Well, you know, actually there was a couple of years back, I remember that somebody actually sued the website eHarmony, which is a big dating website.
Yeah.
I believe it was a guy in New Jersey sued eHarmony because they were not offering their matching algorithm. They weren't offering their services to gay couples. They were only offering it for heterosexual couples. And I believe eventually the lawsuit got shut down by one of the courts. But, I mean,
I thought that the court ordered them to provide that service, and now they've launched a gay website. Like, it's not on eHarmony, but they've created a completely separate site.
I don't know that I haven't heard that at all. For one, it makes no sense at all to me. It's like going to a Chinese restaurant and demanding that they serve you a hamburger.
Exactly. I'm not telling you. That might be worth looking into, because I'm pretty sure I recall hearing that the government ruled that they had to offer that.
Hmm.
Well, what do you know? Your mind's addled by all that prison food.
That's not very nice, Mark.
Don't trash it. Don't knock it till you've tried it, man.
I've tried plenty of prison food, my friend.
Close to gourmet in some instances.
What's that?
The food here is close to gourmet in some cases.
Gourmet. You wouldn't know gourmet from gourmet, my friend.
You don't know what you're talking about.
God.
But anyway, Bob, please waive the rule for Bob and let him call back in and give some details on his grand plan. Sure, Mark, you're right that, you know, he's not going to be the one that's going to implement it, but that doesn't mean it won't be interesting. Anyway, guys, thanks for doing a great show.
Well, Ian, before you go, one more thing. You were actually right about the eHarmony thing. I just did a quick little bit of research. So as a result, this article here says, as a result of a 2008 settlement with the state of New Jersey, so it was actually the state that sued eHarmony, which sued the company for discrimination. Men and women seeking same-sex matches were redirected from eHarmony to an affiliate website, compatiblepartners.net. So they not only provided another website, but they also, you know, settled this lawsuit. So you were right, Ian. Thank you.
Yes. And the reason, I think, for that they weren't doing that was because the founder of that company, as I understand it, is a very, you know, fundamentalist Christian kind of guy and
correct.
Has a problem with gay people. So he was literally forced to, by the courts, to operate a business that is in direct conflict with his belief system.
Which I think, you know, is a violation of his First Amendment rights of freedom of religion. I don't think that he should have to provide those services. I'm not saying that I don't think that gay people should be able to date or marry or whatever. I'm just saying that a person shouldn't be forced to provide a service that they don't want to provide. And that doesn't make any sense to me.
Absolutely.
If you were looking
for the country we live in.
Yeah, exactly. If you were looking for a same-sex partner, ask yourself, would you want to patronize someone's business who had a problem with your existence?
Right, I wonder how it's doing.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I wonder how his business model is doing. It's probably losing money because gay people don't want to go there.
I would hope so.
I worked at a radio station that carried Dr. Laura, and I can tell you that the gay people that I talked to did not want to be on her show.
Yeah.
They hated the idea of being on her show because they felt that she was discriminatory and bigoted towards them. And you know, why in the world would they want to give their money to her or, you know, that kind of thing? So, there you go. Ian, are you done?
Toodles.
Okay, back to your gourmet bologna sandwiches. Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733. Let's go to Colin in Oregon, who's been waiting patiently. Colin.
Hi, who am I speaking with tonight?
This is Mark and Stephanie.
Stephanie.
Oh, okay, sorry, I haven't been listening live. I was listening to the podcast from last night, actually. It's too bad Michelle's not on there tonight. We could talk about rural Oregon. I know you appreciated that last night, Mark.
Yeah, it's riveting stuff. Let's talk about some other little place in America.
It's not America. I actually called to talk about Israel.
Okay.
You had that caller last night. I don't think he made a very good case, but he brought up something that I've noticed a few times when you've been speaking about Israel and the people who are living there. And I think you have a valid point about, you know, we can't necessarily go back and try and parse out that land again when people are already living on it, but you never seem to really talk about the settlers and the new settlements there that are very recent. And I'm no expert, but from what I understand, these settlements have really cut a lot of Palestinian farmland in half. You know, the Palestinian farmers can't get to the land that they have genuinely been using.
As I understand it, too, that there's an aggressive settlement program going on.
Yeah.
They'll do it at different times, and apparently Netanyahu wants to do another one here in the relatively near future.
Right. And I just feel like maybe, obviously you understand that, but maybe people aren't getting that perspective, because I don't think that you can say that those people have a genuine right to be there when they're actually, I think you could make a strong argument that they're actually currently using aggression to be there. There's also the walls that they've built and all of the security checkpoints and the really police state that they've set up in the name of keeping security in those settlements.
Yeah, it's really interesting. I mean, who's committing the aggression there? Is it the Israeli government? Is it the settlers? I mean, the settlers are certainly directly benefiting, but as I understand, the settlers have been, you know, using aggression on their own in certain circumstances. I think that a stolen item, if somehow or another I end up with an item that was stolen at some point, it's not my obligation to give that item back to the individual. It is the obligation of the thief to make that individual whole. Colin, why don't you hold the line here if you got something more? 855-453. It's Free Talk.
My name is Jacob Hornberger. I'm president of the Future of Freedom Foundation, which Congressman Ron Paul awarded for having an outstanding freedom website. Write us at fff@fff.org, and we'll send you a free 3-month subscription to our monthly journal of libertarian essays and our booklet, Economic Liberty in the Constitution, which George Mason University economics professor Walter Williams praised in a recent column. That's FFF at FFF.org.
Are you a cigarette smoker? I was too for many years. You know that crap's gonna kill you, right? There's a healthier option. 22,000 times healthier. Vaporsmiths.com. A pack-a-day smoker will save $120 a month, and it tastes better. No more ashtray mouth. No smell. No secondhand smoke. You can use it just about anywhere. Free shipping on orders over $60, and a free starter kit with the purchase of 40 cartomizers with coupon code FTL. Call 855 to get vapor, or go to Vaporsmiths.com.